In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, in his classic 1967 novel, 100 Years of Solitude, writes about a village in Central America. And a virus strikes this community, and the virus causes amnesia. It becomes necessary in the novel to hire people from the outside world to help the locals remember. They go around the village and put signs on everything. This is a floor. This is a table. And on the outskirts of the village, the outsiders put two more signs. This is the village of Macondo, and another is above it saying, God exists. A great literature is often prophetic. 50 years later from when this novel was written, I think most of us would agree that our society has lost memories of many good things. Who now remembers that this country was built in large part on the foundational belief in our holy scriptures? Who now remembers that these holy scriptures that our great country was founded on commands us to care for the immigrant, for the outcast, and for God's creation? Whatever your personality or your politics, perhaps everyone can agree that remembering who we are as a country and what we hold sacred is key to our unity and our prosperity. Maybe we also need signs. This is America. In God we trust. We are our brother's keepers. Well, fortunately, when it comes to signs, you can find the most powerful one still here in church. And healing amnesia is something of a specialty of ours. I preach about this a lot to you. That it's not by chance that dozens of times during our liturgies we repeat, remember, Lord, Hisha Deir, in a dozen times in several ways throughout worship. Because we are indeed, we believe, cursed from our birth with a virus of forgetting who we most deeply are. The good life, the Christian life, is all about remembering where we came from and for what we are made. And today's holy day of the baptism of our Lord is our great annual sign, reminder, not only that God exists, but that we are his beloved children in whom he is well pleased. I'm sleepwalking and forgetful like the characters in Marquez's book. We do constantly need signs from outside our little world to remind and rouse us. And we find such a sign in today's reading and ritual. It's the voice of God the Father at Jesus' baptism resounding from the heavens, depicted over there. And God's voice resounds, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased." And at his baptism, Jesus is revealed as God's beloved Son. But at our baptisms, in relation to him, writes St. Paul, we're adopted as children of the Father. Now, few of us remember our baptisms, but God does. And that's the first sign he puts before us today. You may forget yourself. You may forget your God. But your God will never forget you. No matter how far off you wander, you can't lose your Father's love. No matter how bad things sometimes get, we are only a prayer away from his care. But there's another sign before us today, as beloved children of God. This one reminds us that since we are all children of the same Father, no one is in a position to judge another. Lately, my kids are in a phase of trying to punish each other. "Not it, go to your room," Nora says. Nora, eat your chicken or no dessert. Narek says. Narek and Nora reminds Yeriskinana, your siblings, we're the parents. We'll take care of this. It's funny, but it seems that we never grow out of this. We still have trouble with Jesus' example of forgiveness and mercy. We always overstep into judgment of one another when judgment is for God alone. The final sign before us today reminds God's children that he delights in us, that he is well pleased in us. And the older I get, having slogged more through life's duties and disappointments and divisions, the harder this one is for me to remember. But today, God repeats about humanity what he said about all of his creation: it was good. Despite our darkness and disobedience, God enjoys his children. He enjoys the lives he gifted us and what we end up making out of them. And this is the lesson which my children keep trying to teach me: to put aside the troubles of the day and simply delight in the gift of each other and the gift of each day. Gabriel Garcia Marquez was profoundly correct that we humans always tend to forget who we are and what we're made for. But in church, we receive constant reminders of a truth that is greater still. This spiritual remembering is not something that stays in our heads, but it goes to the root of that word remember, to embody, to make real again, to remember that which has fallen away. And this is, of course, the deepest meaning of how in Jesus we remember God. Jesus makes God real, manifest, enfleshed, brings him into daily life through common elements like bread, like wine, like the water that we will now bless. Jesus makes God real by showing us that there's no limit to the power of self-giving love. It can transform individuals and families and churches and countries. Jesus makes God real by reminding us with so many different signs that we have a Father in heaven who made us, who'll never forget us, and he delights in who we are, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.